It's the new and making noise podcast with Incognito, DJ Mrs. NA Plus.
Yours truly, Incognito.
And DJ Mrs.
This is the new and making noise podcast.
Mm-hmm. And this person that we talking to today.
G to the L to the O.
Big glow. Ooh-wee, she got the streets on fire.
Tell me about it.
Right now. She just did, she's one of the models for Tommy Hilfiger's new campaign.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't know that.
Yep, they got her all up and through there, voice and all that.
I ain't seen nobody do that since Aaliyah. I could be wrong.
And look, they bringing back that look.
See, I could be wrong, but
it's their Aries collection. It's called their Aries collection, and Glow is one of the peoples.
Wow.
Look at
she
that.
She look good,
yeah,
though. You can see her booty poking from the back.
And right, her little thick ass.
Oh, Gloria Wood.
That's Gloria Wood. That's our girl. Now, when I tell you, she is your everyday around the way girl.
Yes.
She was tweeting how she was in Miami and couldn't find no turkey neck. She Memphis for real.
But went to the internet, though.
But, yep. But it went to the internet, and they are loving her. Like, I just feel like it's so dope how the industry is embracing her for exactly who she is. Yes. She get online, pop jokes. My girl still be on Facebook.
Not the Facebook.
And all of that. Like, you can't be mad at that. How can you not want to support that?
Correct.
Like, I feel like to everybody, she feel like everybody little cousin. Like, that's just my little cousin, Glow.
Hey, straight up now. But that's the real one, though. Because you like, bro, you know we related, bro.
Yeah.
But that's where everybody, you know how people used to lie back in the day, like, oh, no, you know, what's your name? Oh, Black Youngster, my cousin. We ain't related
right.
No damn Black Youngster.
Somebody might believe you related to Glow.
Straight up. Somebody listening now is like, bro, that my cousin,
that my
too.
Cousin, that my for cousin, for real.
So speaking of the internet, when we first got a whiff of her, I want to say I was on a TikTok rabbit hole or on Instagram, and she popped up.
Yeah, I discovered her on IG.
Wow.
People was just using the song. I kept seeing people repost the video like, oh, this so ratchet, but it's good ratchet. She got her pregnant homegirl out there. They got the weed. They got the bottles. They got the babies out there.
Yes.
They was kicking it, and it was such a joy to hear her talk about how FNF was created and how she created tomorrow and everything that she wanted, that she wants to accomplish. And it's just amazing to see glow.
Yes. She's going all the way up. Definitely carved her lane out in this industry. And one thing about her being viral on the internet right now, she has a song out called Internet Trolls.
Watch out for them internet trolls.
And she's talking about the things that we see so often on social media.
She really talking the talk. And it's kind of like, you know, I know you heard it. You ain't heard it. Kind of under a rack. But she talking that talk, because it's just like, how many people do you see fake on Instagram?
Correct.
Every day, even down to the shorties that post their babies. Girl, I ain't never seen you with that baby.
Hey, y'all with no switches and them Glocks.
You know, and ain't going to pop a fly.
Uh-huh. But what I love about it is the song is cool, but once you watch the video, it just helps the song that much more.
It definitely does. And she been dropping the visual. She just dropped the song with Dirk.
Yes, sure did.
But I'm loving the internet trolls. At first, we was kind of some like, I feel like, you know, she just dropping stuff just to let people know, like, I can make different music, y'all.
Yes.
But it was like, once you keep listening to it, it's like, she right, though.
Yeah. Yes.
She right, though. And it's just coming down to certain things, like speaking of internet trolls, just how the government, like, they internet trolls because they trying to take away TikTok.
Come on, man, because they got some smoke with China.
Focus on, ain't no China even popping up on my TikTok. I promise you. You want to know who popping up on my TikTok?
Who pop up on you?
My coochie pink. My booty hole brown. Yeah. That's what's popping up on my TikTok. Why is the government worried about that?
Yes.
We got other stuff to worry about than y'all banning TikTok. Let's get this gun control and all that together.
Yes.
Y'all worrying about, look, we all know the government. They the real internet trolls.
Hey, I was watching the news today, and they were saying that if you have a government device, they want you to take TikTok off of the government device because it's something that they're saying China is trying to come in and steal personal information and then share it.
So basically, if you work, like, if you was to work for the government or something, you can't have TikTok.
You can't have TikTok.
You know how many people? Just make you a burner account.
Come on, man. Come on. But one thing I love about TikTok is informational to me.
Oh yeah, some people definitely be on there dropping gems, educating. I've learned so much history, so much about what's going on around me. I was today years old.
That one for sure. It's a guy on there and say it took me 40 years to learn this one.
Yeah.
Man, I'm sitting there and I watch his stuff all the time. I'll give you something as simple as he did the other day. He was like, all them years I spent going to the store buying that artificial lemon juice. Mm-hmm. He's like, all I had to do was take a real lemon, stick a screwdriver in the head, and then he squeezed the juice out and put it right there. He was like, it took me 40 years to figure this out. And that's way cheaper than having to buy that artificial.
All right. All lemon that sugar juice. And everything.
Come on.
But speaking of TikTok and with music and everything going viral, like people like GloRilla and stuff like that, you know TikTok is about to start their own record label.
TikTok is? Mm-hmm. That's smart though, because people are blowing up off of TikTok.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want an app where everybody's cooking, cleaning, fighting, funny, controlling my music career.
Okay.
Like, I understand, like, you know, it's the platform, you know, but so is Instagram. That's like Instagram trying to start a modeling agency.
Okay, so what about Amazon Music then? Because it's just like a department of it, right?
Yeah. I get that.
I mean, what if TikTok came in and said, hey, DJ Miss, we need you to be the A&R, the TikTok music division.
TikTok run that check.
Okay, then.
I'll be there.
Okay, then. So then with that department being set up, it might be something, because a reason why I ask is because you look at someone like Superstar Pride now.
Right. And he's TikTok, like number three on TikTok.
Shy from the Tray.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok.
Bree Trilla. It's so many people. Vet. Glow.
How many songs have we had to play?
Hit Kid.
J.K. Mack. Just
Ice Spice. A lot of people. Okay.
Yes.
A lot of people have made their way through TikTok. It's just like, since, I'm going to go back to the Amazon thing. So Amazon was more so of a business type of empire.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And they weren't really pushing anything, you know, social or something like that. I just don't feel I could take TikTok serious when it comes to that.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
The TikToks that I be sending, come on now. I can't take TikTok serious with my music career. But I can understand if those artists know that that's where my song got hot at.
Right.
If TikTok is really talking that talk and them contracts make sense, and on top of that, if y'all making enough money to pay these artists.
Yes.
That's cool. Like, I think that's dope. But, you know, some of that stuff be a little.
Yeah.
They like, oh, so y'all. Because I'm looking at like, oh, so y'all blowing up off this app, right?
Right.
We want some money.
Yeah. Yeah. That what's going on.
I want some of that pay.
Because once you blow up off that app for free, that free app, they got, as soon as I got my check.
Oh no! They ain't giving you nothing.
Uh-huh.
So TikTok, like, just like with the content creator thing, if you reach a certain amount of views on a video or anything like that, they send you like this package for you to sign up for, so you can start getting paid for your views. But the only catch is, well, I just feel like they don't think people figure out, is that once you sign up for that, your views immediately drop.
Algorithm control.
Yeah. I feel like they purposely hide your videos so you can constantly post until you get to that momentum to whatever you post.
Yeah.
It's going to hit that 100K. It's going to hit that 10K, 20K.
Yeah.
Because they trying to be like, no. We need y'all to post on this mug. You want some money, right?
You want that check?
You want some money, right?
Go ahead and work for it. Go ahead and work for it.
Yeah. Same with Reels on Instagram.
Yes.
But I heard that even on Instagram, they're about to stop doing the viral sounds because they're realizing that people are using certain sounds but just turning them all the way down.
Wow.
So it's like that might not even be a thing no more.
Because that was helping people.
How long do you think people going viral on TikTok for their music is going to last?
I can't predict that it's going to go anywhere anytime soon.
Because
it's
agree.
A free app. And Wi-Fi is free. So with that, man, it's just...
Because people thought TikTok was going to be like Vine.
I did,
and it was going to come and go.
It's actually better than Instagram, in my opinion. Although I spend majority of my time on Instagram.
I do spend majority of my time on Instagram.
But TikTok is when I do decide to get on TikTok, I'm like, well, I don't be spending a lot of time on this, especially if you send me some stuff.
It's a wind down app, though.
For sure. I'm supposed to be asleep at 12.
I'm not going to be out. And about on TikTok.
On TikTok, no, but I will be on Instagram.
I'm going to be on Instagram, though.
But then when it's time for me to go to bed at like 12, I find myself at 2:33 a.m.
on the covers. King, 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 king.
King, king. Like,
on TikTok. On TikTok.
On TikTok. That's a wind down app. Or if you waking up, you want a nice little kiki or something like that.
You're right.
That's what it's for.
The youngins love it to get to show their personality.
But you know they about to put that age restriction on it.
For sure. Well, for the people that, you know, like us, when we were preteens and teens, we know how to finesse.
Yeah.
Footness. Speaking of social media right now, since we're talking about internet trolls and Glorilla going viral and things of that nature, how do you feel about these paid for blue checks on Instagram?
Chill. See, here's the thing. I'm not mad at it. I mean, if you feel like it's that serious for you, you know, do your big one.
Yeah.
But it's the, oh, you deserve it. I'm so proud of you. Ooh. Oh, my God. Look what I woke up to. Finally, Instagram. Ooh, Instagram love me. No, you bought that.
Yeah.
Cut the cap.
Yeah.
Cut the cap. But I just feel like, Instagram should have put a restriction on it.
For sure.
Like, you know, if you know how some people's things say entertainment, media, public figure, stuff like that.
Yes.
You know, I feel like they should have made it more attainable for people that work in media or more artists and things like that. But, you know, Kiki up the street that work at Walmart said, I don't know why you need a blue check.
Yeah.
Say your 15.
Yeah, a month.
A month.
I wonder how long it's going to take that. How many payments can you miss before they come repo it? Or what is it like when they repo it? They probably
going to snatch that baby.
Do they just freeze your page? Or, you know, like...
They better not freeze nobody page.
How does it work when they got to repossess your check?
But they probably
going to
snatch it away. But this thing. If you want to know whoever got their check, just go to their page. You're going to see that first name, last name.
Uh-huh. I got you another one, right? You click on their name on the check. When you click on the check, it tells you about the page. So it will tell you when they joined Instagram, when they got verified, and it will also tell you how many times they changed their username. So if there's anyone out there,
Instagram sound like the Federales.
Come on, you know what Facebook and Instagram stand for?
What?
FBI. Facebook, Instagram.
I'm happy. I ain't no criminal.
We ain't neither. We are great podcasters on the new and making noise podcast.
Not for real, but I'm not going to keep giving Instagram my ID now. That's what I'm not about to do.
Yeah, because y'all know who I'm is by now.
No, period. As many times as I try to get my stuff verified, y'all got both addresses. Y'all got all of that good stuff. But I just feel like they just took the it being special away. Like, yes. They just took that away from people.
Should there be a new platform to come out?
I know it's some platforms that's out, but I feel like it is going to be kind of hard because this is what we programmed to.
That's right.
The only way that you can start a new app is if you get rid of one. So that's we got rid of MySpace, but then got right on Facebook.
Sure did.
Once Instagram popped, we don't got to be on the computer?
What? On the phone?
What?
Yep.
All right, Facebook, we'll be back.
Yep. Then with Facebook, we going to buy Instagram.
Right. But then after, you know, certain things start slowing down
Snapchat
came, but Instagram said,
we got that too.
Y'all want 24-hour stories?
Gotcha.
Cool. We gonna come with that. But I don't ever see Metaverse. I don't ever see Meta or Instagram dying. I don't ever see that happening.
It's gonna be here a while.
It's gonna be here. And any other app that does it, you know, I'll be here for it. Just give me the opportunity to create my page, put some music on it.
Hey, you can design your page.
I kind of want to get back to sitting down on the computer
and designing. This is my mood today.
And just getting into, you know, my page.
Yep, top 8, top 16.
I used to hide my stuff.
Okay.
I was in school. I got exclusive. I really should have been like a computer engineer, but... It's cool.
A plus, what are some of your favorite past and present social media sites? You know, I remember Black Planet. You know, what are some of the ones that you can recall that you had A+?
I got in trouble for being on Black Planet. All right, A+, we about to pass it to you.
I mean, off top, I gotta say MySpace, right? Like, I know it got old real fast, but the first year of MySpace was lit. It was lit until you couldn't stop all those music players from playing at the same time. So when that happened, yeah, it was on the Facebook in like 06, 07. But the MySpace era was lit. I mean, shout out to my dog, Nicholas F. It was in his top 8 that I first came across an actor turned rapper from Toronto by the name of Drake. So that should tell you right there, real legendary times during the MySpace era. All right, we're going from the classic days online to what's streaming right now. And here's some of my picks of the week. I got to start off with DJ Drama, new album. I'm really like that. And it's got a lot of fire on the album. But one of my favorite picks off of there gotta be that Offset and Moneybagg Yo Andale. You know, Set and Bag, they known for providing that quality street music, as Drom would say. But I didn't realize those two would fit so well on a track together, you know? So once again, DJ Drama, Offset, Moneybagg Yo, Andale. That's my first pick. Now, a track I've been waiting on to drop for quite a while is this Nardo Wick and Lil Baby Hot Boy. A snippet of this song been floating around on TikTok, been trending for weeks now. And you know how you'll hear like a fire sample, but the full song doesn't deliver once you hear it? Well, this ain't one of those situations, all right? Nardo and Baby go crazy the whole damn song. You got to go ahead and add it to your playlist right now. The production on that thing is fire, too. It's a sample of Juvenile's classic, We On Fire from 400 Degrees. You know, with everybody from the Hot Boys in that one song. The beat samples that one, and they don't disappoint at all. So, once again, Nardo Wick, Lil Baby, Hot Boy, add that one, too. Now, one name I've heard a lot of over the last few months, he's straight out of Tallahassee, Florida. He goes by the name of Lil Tyler. And this one right here is featuring Lil Uzi Vert. It's called Ransom, off of his latest project entitled My Vision Reloaded. Lil Tyler is buzzing right now, especially with the young kids, the high schoolers, the college crowd. He's only 16 years old, and he's only been rapping for less than a year. But right now, he's off to a way better start than most people his age, for sure. He got like 3 or 4 songs in rotation on a lot of people's playlists. So Lil Tyler is somebody you need to go ahead and watch out for in 2023. He's going to be on top by the end of the year. Once again, this pick is called Ransom, featuring Lil Uzi. Salute to Lil Tyler. A few more songs to add to your playlist. One from Detroit's own V's. This song is called G-O-M-D. I'm going to let you go ahead and press play and figure out the acronym for yourself. Real Boston Richie, he's back with another one. This one is called 5-Star. It's fire. Go ahead and add that one. And last but not least, the Sixth God himself, Drake, is back with a new song. It's called Search and Rescue. The boy don't stop working. He going on tour. Got the album with 21 out. He just don't stop working, period. And that's my picks of the week right there. Go ahead and follow me on IG and Twitter. I'm at @A_PLUS. And now Ink and Misses about to chop it up with Big Glow, Glorilla. It's new and making noise.
Ladies and gentlemen, G to the L to the O.
Big Glow! Glorilla!
What it do? Hey, what's up?
How was your day today?
Man, I got me a little 2 hours now from coming back from Miami. So I'm kind of...
still
sleepy,
deep.
But you know,
rock star lifestyle, baby.
Yeah, you hear me. Yeah, thank you.
Celebrating last night.
Yeah, I with the gang last night.
That was
Miami.
Up. That was up. Big Glow is here. We happy to have you here. I know it's really been happening fast, man, and that phone has been jumping. But where were you when it like took off and you got that call that? Oh yeah, we out of here.
I was in my friend's bed, laying down with her. We was in Memphis, and the first call we got was to come to Miami. But it was the little label me.
Yeah.
And so that was the first joint. Then after that, they was just coming. That was the day after we dropped. I had woke up the day after we dropped the video. Then the next morning, they were like, they trying to fly me out to Miami.
Yeah.
Then everywhere else, just phone calls just booming.
Yeah.
So people think just because FNF came out that this was overnight, but you've been working for a while now.
Yeah.
So explain to the people how you got into the game of rapping.
Okay, so bam. I always want to be like in the music scene and stuff like that. Try to sing, ain't work out, bam. Used to write little challenges like guns on dick, no flocking. When them challenges and stuff used to come out, I used to write them.
Right. Yeah.
But I wasn't serious then. Like my cousin, he was like, man, you hot. You need to actually start rapping for real. So I'm like, he was like, I got a session. It's a studio called One Sound in South Memphis. Mm-hmm. So he like, I'm booking a session. So as soon as I went there, this one I used to write on paper. So I had wrote my verse on the paper. We had did it to like a Chief Keef beat. Man, I saw how it was studio. I was like, this how people record that music. And I just felt a little.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to rap it after that. Kept going to the studio after that.
So what keeps you going? What's your biggest inspiration right now?
My family, my people, like, you know what I'm saying? I want us to like, be millionaires, and you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't got to struggle no more. That's being poverty and stuff. So. Yeah.
Let's talk about your very first rap. Do you remember the very first rap you ever wrote?
Yeah, it's the Guns on Deck remix.
That was the Guns on Deck.
Yeah.
Now, when it came to artistry and picking your name, was Glorilla the first name that you came up with?
I ain't come up with it. I was just going by Big Glow.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just going by Big Glow because, you know, my new name was Glow anyway.
Uh-huh.
It's the first three letters of my real name. Yeah. So I was already Glow. So I was just going to be Glow. And I told him, my same cousin who had got me in the studio, he came up with Glow Real. I don't know where he came up with it from, but he came up with Glow Real. I was like, at first, when he first said it, we was in the car, he had pulled up on him smoke, and we were coming up with another rap. And so he was like, you should do Glorilla, fool. I'm that's like, hard. Glorilla. I laugh, but I'm like, all right, bitch, I'm finna go and do this joint.
That's dope. That's dope.
That's hard. So how did you and your sisters gloss up Slimeroni, K Carbon, and how you say it?
Aliza.
Yeah. I ain't wanna butcher it. You know what I'm saying? So how did you and your sisters link up with Hit Kid?
Okay, so me and Gloss, we was already best friends. But like, I met her in the beginning of 2019 when I first started rapping. That was one of the first females I hit link with. So me and Gloss, we just instantly locked in. So Gloss is already my best friend. Kim, she was one of the first females I linked up with in Memphis when I first started rapping too. You know, she chop game. Like, she be with Pooh Shots now. So I knew both of them already. Then Slam the Leaser, we out here to showcase. It was a showcase in Memphis. He could end up being there. Mm-hmm. And so it was really like a contest. We all was trying. It was a first, second, third place and stuff like that. And so Hickey was there. I ain't know why he was there for. But my manager was like, y'all need to talk to Hickey. You know what I'm saying? Hickey, what do I? I'm like, oh, okay, bet. And I had already rapped out one of his beats before, but I had never like actually seen him.
Right.
And so after we all performed, he had got all this together. Because I was already with Gloss and K Carbon. But I ain't no Aliza or I ain't no Slam at the time. And so he was like, y'all, I'm gonna put y'all in the group chat. I want y'all to come to the studio, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can drop something on the track. And so the next day we had ended up going to the studio, and that's when we had made our first song and it set the tone song.
Hard.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to have some fun with you, man. You know, this is my first one-on-one interaction with your career, right?
They do it.
So when it comes to like the cell phone, right, do you prefer a text message or a FaceTime?
It depends on who it is. Like, my friends, I be wanting to just FaceTime them and get icons because we have so much to talk about. We can't text all of it. But like, other people text.
Truly, truly. Now, when it comes to getting glammed up, you got to keep that hair, them nails done first. Which one you want?
Her, I hate nails.
For real?
I hate the fact that I'm having my nails right now because someone popped off.
It's okay, sis. We know you get into it when you busy right now.
Man, like, I really hate wearing nails. Like, I'm kind of a tomboy. But, like, my hair got to be done. But my nails, I hate taking them off. I hate putting them on. But it's like I be in so many cameras, I have to have them on. But I hate nails, really.
Truly, in your spare time, are you watching a TV show or are you watching a movie?
Nan one
on. Yeah. All right, this is a trick question right here. It's the setup for that birthday bash. Now, if we catch Big Glow out, you going to have them heels on or some tennis shoes?
I want to have tennis shoes on. Like, at a lot of my shows, I be taking my heels off because I can't walk in. I thought I'm a tall boy.
I know, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, so I'd rather have on some tennis shoes, but like a lot of outfits I wear, I be having to wear heels.
Yeah, you just took them heels off on that birthday bash thing too and turned it up.
But it's turned up.
Yeah, for sure.
So what's Glorilla's goals for your career?
I want to be like best, the biggest. Like, I want to leave a mark. Like,
for sure.
I want, when they think about female rap, I want my name to be up there with one of the females they think about.
You there.
Yeah. You there, baby.
You there. Came through first song.
Thank you.
And you having such a humble soul and just, I could tell genuinely, like, you are happy to be here. Like, you worked for this.
Yeah.
And your best friend, too. Like, your sister just got signed to QC.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Which is dope. So how
big
does
gloss.
It feel? Yeah, big gloss in the building. So how does it feel to know, like, y'all was in the house a couple of years ago talking about y'all dreams and now they coming true?
Man, it kind of give me emotional because, like, we didn't cry, like, you know what I'm saying? We not always like, dang, you know what I'm saying? We not here support. We only had my manager right there. He was the only one that was supporting us for like a long time. And like, we used to be like, it was just crazy. Like, then, you know, a lot of times, like, it had been times where she didn't have to sleep in my house on the couch. I didn't sleep with her house on the couch. It's so like, we didn't struggle together. So like, seeing both of us up right now, it's like such a good sight to see.
That's amazing. That's beautiful.
Real. This time last year, what were you doing?
This time. Okay, what it is right now? July.
Glow time.
Okay. Making music.
Yo.
Yeah, right.
You like chicken wings?
Love chicken wings.
You like drums or flats?
Flats.
You like ranch or blue cheese?
Ranch.
Okay then. You like to enjoy the pool side or you like to go to a beach?
I never been to a beach before, but I want to though.
For sure, for sure. Now, Memphis is controlling the sound and the wave right now. And you spoke about ladies, but let's just talk music. When it came to music, what was that song that, you know, connected with you and your artistry to make you go, I got it in me too. My pen game stronger. I want to have some fun. Any song in the world, what was that song that connected with you that you like, that's your personal song?
So, like, I never have one song when I say this, but Chief Keef, all his music just made me want to rap.
Turn up.
Like, because if you can hear it in my songs that I make, like, I be liking to make people. Like, when you hear it, you gon' you gon' do that. And Chief Keef do that to me. Like, he made me just be, like, wanting to just get turned up. So, yeah, Chief Keef and all his songs, like, I'm a big Chief Keef fan.
That's what's up. So, do you have any other dreams you want to accomplish outside of rap?
Yeah, but I don't want to snitch on myself because people be stealing ideas and stuff like that.
That's a fact.
Yeah,
that's
so
a fact.
I got what I want to do in my head, but I ain't going to say it.
I know that's right.
People try to steal my ideas.
I know that's right. So what advice do you have to any artist that want to be in your spot right now, trying to get there?
Manifest it. Put your all into it. Never stop. Never stop. And try to be the best at what you do.
That's what's up.
Big Glow is here posting on the corner with yours truly incognito and DJ Misses. I see you over there tatted up.
Yeah.
What was your first tattoo?
It said Big Glow. I can see. Okay, I gotta have my fingers that ain't got no nails.
Come on, man.
Okay, so like right now it's a gorilla. I had got it covered up because it was real. It was my first tattoo. I was 17. I snuck and got it. Uh-huh. I was in high school with it. Said Big Glow with a crown on top of it. But I got it covered up now. Because it didn't look right. It looked like it said Big Low or Big Six or something.
Okay. I see you turned up. You providing the wave right now in the sound. Do you listen to R&B?
Yeah.
What's some R&B that's on your playlist?
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Who else I be listening to? I be listening to, like, old music. Like, I like Chris Brown and Trey Songz and them. But I love Beyonce. Like, Beyonce my favorite in the whole wide world.
I can see Beyonce in the crib talking about.
Yeah. How you think Beyonce ain't heard that fuck nigga Free You crack?
I'm telling you.
So, what's your dream collaboration? Like, you being in this game now, like, who do you feel like I gotta get in the studio with them?
Chief Keef.
Flat on. Chief Keef, man. Get with Big Glow, okay?
And Beyonce, too. They're my favorite two people in the whole wide world.
That's so cool. So, if we come to Memphis, where are you taking this on a night out with Big Glow?
To my ass.
I'm cool with the kickback for sure.
Man, I wouldn't go out nowhere. I swear to God, nowhere.
Keep me safe, dog.
Man.
Man, keep me safe.
I know that's right. So how did you and Gotti link up, and how does it feel to have such a major cosign?
Like Gotti one of the first people who had contacted me too. Like it was shortly after I dropped the song, almost a day or two. He had reached out to a cameraman in Memphis named Wicked Films that we all be using and stuff. And he called me. He was like, man, Gotti heard the song.
I was like, ah!
And so that was cool. So he was trying to really get in touch with me for like, it was probably like a week or two, but I had a whole lot of everybody was flying me out at the time. Mm. And I was having a lot of labor with me. So I ended up finally linking up with him on the yacht in Miami. And everything go with history.
Come on, yeah,
now. Yeah, up there.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool. So if you can go back in time and give Baby Glow some advice, what would you tell her?
What would I tell my baby self? stop smoking, because I tried to sing. I would say, don't smoke. Hey, you gonna mess your voice up.
I'm mad at it.
It's real. DJ Misses, take me to the studio session of recording F and Neff. And then, you know, like, when it was over, how many times did you play it back? Did it hit you different? Like, take me to the session. I want to beat up.
Okay, so I had pulled up to the studio because Hickey had called me and told him to come put some on his album and stuff like this. So, you know what I'm saying? My cousin, okay, I had stuff due that day. So he called me. He was like, come put some on the album. I was like, okay, I'm going to do what I got to do. So I'm around in the car listening to the beat. He had texted me, though. He was like, let me know when you write some. He was like, try to come up with something like he said he tried to come up with a female anthem. That's what he told me. Mm. And so he texted me again. He was like, I need the best version of Glow that you got. Mm. So I'm in the car around with my cousin and them. And so I was taking my same cousin who had put me on Rapping Game. My name. So I'm like, you heard, like, what you heard on this joint? He was like, we would listen to the beat. He was like, I ain't gonna lie, fool. I can't think of nothing. So I'm like, damn. So I had dropped him off. So on the way to the studio, I couldn't think of nothing because I had got my legs. I couldn't think of nothing. So I went in the studio. I told Hickey, I'm like, can we go outside? I'm going to go outside and smoke. then I'm gonna come back. Once I get them first two lines, everything else gonna be cool. He was like, all right. So I went outside to the car, smoke. Then I just heard, Now, actually, I don't know what came to me first, but I know them first two lines, either I switched both of them around, but I came up with them two. Then I went in the studio, I was like, okay, I got the first two lines, I'm finna write everything else out. So he was like, all right. It took me about less than an hour, up to an hour. And so I recorded it. It took me about another 30 minutes to record it. And then Hickey was outside he wasn't in the studio with me when I made the song. He was in the studio, but he wasn't in the booth and like hearing it. So after I got done, I was like, I'm done. Come listen to this. He was like, yeah, that's your heart. Oh God. And so after that, I couldn't stop listening to that song. Like,
that's
it was so hard.
How was your homegirl's reactions?
Gloss was the first person I let hear it. I was getting my hair done. I sent to her. She called me back. She was like, friend. That song was so hard.
That's the one.
Yep.
And I feel like what made me as a woman feel it was seeing you and your bitches outside on the car turning that.
Uh-huh.
Because that's everyday shit for us.
Yep.
That's man. Everyday thing.
Yeah.
So
it was so crazy.
Hard.
It was so last minute, the video. Video real.
Yeah, it seemed
minute.
Like it was just like, y'all know what time it is.
Yeah. Take me to the video shoot. How the hell? I want to know.
Man, okay, so I had a different verse from the one I get. I had a lot of cursing up in it at first. And so after he dropped the little trailer and it was going kind of viral, he was like, oh, you need to change your verse so we get some radio play.
Mm.
So, I was just coming to see the video go up. So I just text him. I'm like, okay, I changed. I was just lying. I'm like, I'm ready to drop the video. So he just called me out of nowhere one day, like, come to the studio at 10 in the morning. So I was like, I ain't wrote shit. So I had ended up changing it on the way to the studio. I had rewrote the verse on the way to the studio. And so we recorded. I pulled up to the studio by 12, recorded. And so he was like, okay, we finna shoot the video today. Mm-hmm. At 4 o'clock, we got done at 1. Man, you. And so he was like, at 4 o'clock, we're gonna shoot the video. Call all your friends, tell them to get as many females as you can. So I was texting everybody, but my friends was the only ones that actually pulled up.
Come on now.
Yeah, my friends, because everybody else, you know, what? We got a video in 2 more hours, but I ain't doing it. We don't like you that much.
But your friend, they gonna pull up. Yeah. I don't care. I'm gonna come with this scarf on, all that. We kicking it.
Yeah, like I had texted a lot of girls. So either people was at work, they heard one done, stuff like that. But my friends, they ain't care. They went ahead and pulled up. Yeah. Then we was just turning up.
Yeah.
It was just like a normal thing because we be turning up like that all the time. Like we be always lit like that. So
that's hard, man. So you being on this CMG album, like how was that? What was the process for Tomorrow? Because I ain't gonna lie, that's probably one of my favorites right now.
Honestly, after we shot that FNL video, we went straight to the studio and I recorded Tomorrow.
Wow.
So I recorded Tomorrow the same day we shot the FNL video.
Wow. Yep. That's a hit too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Big Glow is here posting on the corner with yours truly, Incognito, DJ Mrs. Phone line's been going crazy for this song. It's like an anthem that's not going to go anywhere.
Man.
That's not going to go anywhere. Do you have a title for your debut album?
Not yet. I've been thinking of a lot of different names, but I ain't just stuck with one of them yet.
For sure. Do you have a favorite movie? Like one that you can watch over and over? You've seen it 1,000 times?
Think Like a Man.
For sure?
Yeah. I love that movie, I swear to God.
So, if Big Glow had a superpower, what would it be?
To be invisible.
You want to just...
Yeah.
Okay. Who was your favorite teacher in high school?
High school, my favorite teacher was... I have to say, I don't know, because like my senior year, I had liked it all my teachers, but I have to say my music teacher, because he used to let me skip class and go to all 3 lunches all the time.
Yeah. So you like to eat then?
Nah, I didn't even used to eat the food. I used to like go in there and mess with people.
Okay, that's hard.
So when we go get this Glorilla tour real soon, I'm speaking it. It's going to happen once you drop that album.
Mm-hmm.
What can people expect when they see Big Glow on stage?
They're going to be ready to turn up. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes I be letting people come on stage and twerk and stuff like that, the females. They just going to be ready to turn up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ben signed to Gotti. I know he has a lot of wisdom. What's some good words he's given to you so far?
He tell me like a lot of stuff that I take in. Like one of the main ones, he be like, we going to get sleep in the end. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like work. That's the main thing, like, be a worker. Don't get lazy. He always say, don't get lazy. Don't get too comfortable.
It's the New and Making Noise podcast. Like, comment, and subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts. And online at UrbanOnePodcast.com.